The devastating flash floods on Kauai back in April triggered the Garden Isle's mayor to institute emergency measures that included a ban on vacation rentals in the flood-ravaged areas. Life has not returned to normal in the Hanalei area. Access is still a problem. Mayor Bernard Carvalho joined us in the studios this morning to talk about his plan to speed up recovery on the island.
Right now, there is access only for residents. And I know our TVR community, we'll call it that, also obviously is at the forefront right now, wanting to see how quickly, because it's about business and all that, which is okay. But for me, it's about safety first. And so what we are trying to do right now is I did meet with our TVR leaders in my office. And we sat and I said, we are in need of helping our families who are still displaced because of the damages to their homes. These are families that are registered families who lost their homes. And we're trying to see if we can work together in placing these families within the TVRs for now. And we, with the resources that we have now, that coming funding-wise, will be able to actually pay not the full amount, but a portion of the amount for them to stay there while their homes are being repaired. To me, it's a win-win for TVR because we cannot, I cannot as mayor, because of safety reasons and because of where we are right now, allow anyone else to enter this area until we're safe. And so that's the big part. I wanted our families to be able to get to the store, get to the doctor, get to school, get their immediate needs done and go back home, the ones who can. The ones who have been displaced, let's make a win-win with the TVR community. And so we've had the discussion. They're open to that. TVR, the community, the business side of it is important within the visitor destination area. And that is a big part. Yes.
And we're talking licensed.
Licensed, yes. I want you to get licensed vacation rentals. Yeah.
And so how many do we have and how many families are displaced?
Okay, so right now within the Hanalei area, we have almost 20 plus families, you know, and some are staying at the beaches. Some are staying multiple places. And we've sat with them, we meaning our team, boots on the ground. Assess the families that are in need. And imagine now if they can actually stay in these vacation rentals that are vacant. And if it stays for $1,000 a month, we can pay $500. Or $1,500, you know, we pay half. But there's funding available to help support this effort. And we'll make sure that the TVR is, of course, the business side. When we do open up, we'll bring it back to whatever standards. But to me, that's important right now. And so I'm hoping that after that discussion with our key leaders in that community, they're coming back, and I'm hoping that we can get some good results on that.
Okay, and then how about the funding? Because the state did open up, a whole avenue for aid.
Right. So thank God, with working with our legislative team and our just all of our leaders, the state set aside $100,000, right, for us. And so we're setting aside that, and we're working closely. We already got 25 of that. And so we're working very, very closely to assure that the funding is set aside.
And what about the damage to the roadways and all the other infrastructure?
So, you know, the damage, again, the state is taking care of that portion. We're keeping in contact every step of the way. It's been kind of challenging up until now recently, where they may change that convoy times because there's certain times that our families can go in and out, and there's a business side. But as we get closer to completing the roadways, it may have us to we may have to close it at a longer period of time, so it might eliminate access for a full day or the weekends. So we're kind of sorting through that. I don't want that to happen, so we want to make sure we work with the community first. But we want to get it done, and I'm told by the state that by October, the work should be done. But as we get closer, what does it mean to the people? See, and that's my concern. And so how do we really engage the people side so they can continue to get services that they need and they're not totally left abandoned from being going in and out? The funding, again, is there. We got federal funds for public safety. We got federal funds now. The president signed recently for individual assistance, meaning that the families who have got damages to their homes have up to $34,000 that would be accessible to them. But they have to show their paperwork and their, you know, assessments have to be submitted. And we did open two disaster relief areas, one in Kaloa, in the Kapa area, sharing. But we recently had to close that. Why? Because a lot of the families weren't coming to the center. So what we said, I said, well, we're going to go to them. So we have our FEMA team and our teams boots on the ground again. What happened? They're going house to house now. And sure enough, a lot of them are being able to get their assessments done and qualifying for some help in their homes.
You have a good bird's eye view on all the other issues. I know there's the question of access and maybe also the access to recreational areas, on that side. Also with the agriculture, the impact on our farmers.
Our farmers, especially our taro farmers, Rodney Haraguchi folks, and so, in fact, we just talked about that. You know, we are assembling a solid team. We're finding that, God forbid something happens again, that where we need to be is really doing a better job at cleaning or restoring our streams and rivers and bridges. That's where it's at. And as you begin at the river mouth and work your way from Makai Mauka, it kind of gets narrow, narrow, narrow. And so we're finding that obviously that's what caused a lot of the damage to our farmers, because we're not maintaining our streams and rivers the way it should be. So we assembled a team made up of county, state, and federal, working closely with the governor's office and our office to really address the stream restoration program. So we're just about ready to go with FEMA up and assessing the stream areas from, like I said, starting at the River Mart area, which is wider. And what we found is as we go Mauka, we have some Hawaiian, well, I'm going to say groups and organizations who are willing to do a stewardship agreement. And they're willing to actually manage the upper portion of the rivers, where they would come in with their sickles, the old style, instead of these big machines. And they're willing to take a portion of the upper part of the river and manage that because of culture, because of the need to take care of our aina, because of the need to take care of the fish and the o'opu and all that in the streams. So we have opportunities with federal, state, county, private, and then stewardship.
Right.
See, so it's a mix of people managing this one river example. I'm looking at all rivers, but one river and taking responsibility together in assuring that we can manage it. We can clear the berms. We can clear the shrubbery. We can make sure that the silt is removed, because we found, I walked in, I talked to the families. If that area was cleared, the water wouldn't have diverted to his home or eroded their property because it could flow. So remember now, this is the worst in the nation, 50 plus inches of rain in a 24-hour period. Oh my God, that was like the worst. So we know it, we feel it, I understand it. So now is the time. And the rivers and streams, because we're island setting, so we got to make sure we manage that. And we're really ready to go. We got the funding, we got the support, we got the state, county together working hand in hand. And we want to set that footprint for all rivers and streams.
So it's a shared kuleana, really.
Totally. At the beginning, I'm going to say this, it's kind of everybody pointing fingers, oh, it's not my bridge. Oh, I'm responsible for the bridge, but not the water. What? We, together. So as mayor, wanted to offer the lead, if you will, in our island, and being able to really communicate. I want my public works engineers working with the state engineers. I want our planning guys working with our state planning guys, and developing relationships around the table so they can count on each other. DLNR, DHHL, DOBAR, all the agencies working with our public works engineers, all of them working at the table. That, to me, will be a better result, because we're all on the same page. And to me, that's what we need right now.
So we need to be able to marshal the forces and deal with the immediate needs of the residents first, going back to the TBRs. And then what other areas can we look at to prevent this from happening again?
Well, I think for now would be that. And then at the same time, we don't know what kind of disaster. We've been through hurricanes, or God forbid, all of our brothers and sisters on the Big Island during the lava. But we're coming with a solid footprint, and no matter what happened, what island, we all can share the information, how to assure that we are ready, we are prepared, we have the paperwork, we have the format. What we added in our emergency operating center this year that nobody else has is our planning department. And the planning department is the guys that does the GPS and the GIS. They can hone in on the properties using technology now, because they weren't part of the operating centers team, and we included planning, because planning can actually visually see through technology the various properties that are damaged or where we need to go. So that's another big add to our emergency management operations, our internal operations.
And while we have you here at the table, we have been having discussions about Airbnb, you know, and the vacation rentals and the issue of over-tourism. You know, I don't know. What's your sense? Do you see a need to open up maybe additional vacation rentals in that area once we get back to normal?
Oh, see, once we get back to normal, we're open for. I mean, we're open for business now. We want people to come to Hawaii. We don't want people to stay away. Just for now, you can't go to this side of the island, but you can go this side. And yes, now is the time, and we're working collectively with our Visitors Bureau, HLTA, HTA, our Kauai Visitors Bureau. We have a Parks Master Plan, the Haina Parks Master Plan, which was just approved. So that's a big part. So all of this is happening now, and now is the time to incorporate the people into the plan and ask them, what do you think? Because we have time now to really do a better job at managing the roadways, managing parking. The future of Hanalei, you know, the future is you're going to go on a shuttle. A shuttle will take you down into Hanalei in the future. We want to do a holo-holo shuttle kind of thing where we're going to move our people. We did a pilot project last year within this particular area, the Hanalei area. And guess what? 51% of the ridership was local people. What? Jumping on a shuttle to go to work. So it's a win-win. We tried it. There were some funding issues, but now is the time. I'm saying to our guys, we are going to create this shuttle that's going to take people from Princeville, park and ride, down into Hanalei. And that's how you can get to work. You can visit our beautiful part of the North Shore and at the same time travel the North Shore with aloha. And then that's the future that we're talking about right now. We got the funding for that too now.
Okay, so the all new solutions to some of these problems of overcongestion, whether it be on the roadways and our parks.
Even like a Haena Beach Park was totally, Waioli Road was totally washed out. So we had to redo that. So that part of the Parks Master Plan, so we're addressing that as well. We got the funding. We're going to move the restrooms. We're going to open up some other. We got to look at this as an opportunity to make things right, as an opportunity to look at where the water flowed here and didn't flow here, make sure we adjust that. And I'm saying when you go into emergency situations in repair and maintenance, you go back to pre-disaster state. And I'm saying, if you're telling me I got to put the bridge back to the same way, why can't we enhance the bridge? How do we work to make it wider? How do we work to make it safer instead of just going pre? So we're adding on before we do the work. We're making sure we look at that project and include every single opportunity to assure that, God forbid, something happens next time, that we're safe and we're solid. And that's the kinds of thinking that has to be incorporated when we look at each individual area that has been hit and devastated. Farming, again, is another one. I want to talk about that just briefly because, God, we may not have any poi next year. And that's, I can't handle that.
A lot of people can't handle life without poi.
Yeah. So how do we help our farmers? And so we really look at the SBA loans, looking at but the stream, like I said, is the one to hit it now because then the water would flow where it should flow. And at the same time, helping them to come back as soon as best as can.
Right, but all about doing a better job of managing our resources.
Managing our resources, and starting with the water, the land, the aina, and incorporating the thoughts and ideas of our people who live there. And then we as leaders incorporate that into the bigger plan. And then we're not going pre-disaster, we're going repair this particular area, but we're going to enhance it. We're asking for patience and understanding, but at the forefront as mayor, it's all about safety. And so I will not allow any traffic or whatever to happen until it's safe. And
all
that's
right.
Where we're at.
Thank you, Mayor, for your time. We really appreciate you being in studio.
Thank you so much. Aloha and mahalo.
That was Mayor Bernard Carvalho talking about Kauai's recovery from the recent floods. You can listen back to this interview on our podcast page. Just look under HPR News and Talk for the conversation on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.